This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1236. Can I use names from my culture on IELTS?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Can you use words from your first language on IELTS? Well, sometimes yes and sometimes no. Find out when you can and can't use foreign words on IELTS and how this affects your score.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you, Jessica? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I'm doing great. I am just in the midst of making a bunch of Christmas presents, and I am having so much fun this year making Christmas presents.
I love that you make handmade gifts. I think that's so nice. I wish I were the person that would do that. I do care about the people in my life, but maybe not enough to take the time to make a handmade gift.
Don't have as much time. You have four kids.
Point.
I have one.
That's a good point.
You know, that's really, that's it. That's all it is.
I do want to point out that awesome phrase you used, in the midst of, right? I feel like that's so high level. Like, sneak that into your speaking exam, you guys, right? Just instead of saying, I am doing this, I've been doing this lately, say, I'm in the midst of.
Yeah, like something that. You are in the middle of. Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So, guys, we are talking about a very interesting question that was asked in our Three Keys IELTS Facebook group. Guys, this is, before we get to this question about vocabulary and whether or not you can use something from your first language on the exam, I do want to highlight that this is a huge benefit of being a Three Keys student, is you can ask us questions in our Facebook group while you're studying, you know, and get answers very quickly, usually the same day, if not within 2 days. Can you imagine having access like that to a teacher, to someone with all the exam knowledge like us? That is a priceless benefit of Three Keys IELTS.
It's true. I know our students really appreciate that. I know because they tell me they do, right? I answer their questions right away, and then it's so nice. They're like, thank you so much. This was so helpful. I'm like, you're welcome. And yes, it is. Everyone should be in there so you can get answers right away that you know you can trust.
Because it's, you know, yesterday we talked about the difficulty of seeing a bunch of different advice online, not knowing who to trust. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. So if that happens to you guys and you're a Three Keys student, you just ask us right away. And we're like, this is what the score says. This is what you have to do. So guys, to become a Three Keys student and have access to everything we know about IELTS in an organized study plan, go to allearsenglish.com/KEY. All right, cool. So let's get into this. This was an interesting question to think about.
Yes, I really loved it. So I'm going to read the question for you guys, and then we'll dive into the answers here. It's, since we can use our own knowledge and experience on the IELTS exam, will it affect my score to mention names, places, or similar nouns that are not widely known but familiar to me, like using Rolla instead of John, or cities, ABBA instead of London, or costumes, I hope I'm saying these correctly, Langa instead of dress, etc.? Is there a limitation for using words that are not originally from the English language?
What a good question. Such a good question. Yeah. Such a good question. All right. So let's tackle this. We're going to divide this into two phases today. We're going to talk about when you have to use the English word and then when you don't have to use the English word. So let's tackle this first bit. Is it okay to replace an English word with a word from your first language?
Right. No, if the word exists in English, you must use it in English, right? The examiner needs to see that you know the words for this, and it could create confusion, right? I think about London, and if you use the, however you say London, if you're French and you say Londres, or if you say ABBA, like this student, and then you start talking about Abbey Road and, you know, Piccadilly and all the interesting things in London, and they're like, oh, wait, you're talking about London, but you didn't say London. This is pulling down your vocabulary score. It's creating confusion. You definitely need to use the English word.
Yeah, because then it shows like you don't know the English word for that. right? Which, like Aubrey said, that of course is going to bring down your vocabulary score, right?
And it's especially sad if you do know the English word for that, but you didn't realize you need to use it. Yeah.
I mean, names, like a name in your first language, that's totally fine. Like saying Rola, like that's fine.
Absolutely.
You could use names for sure, like person names, but names of cities and so, okay, let's take that Rola as a name. That person is going to have the same name no matter who they're talking to. Right? Like that person isn't going to be like, oh, my name's Rola, but in your language, it's John. Like that shouldn't happen. Just say, my name is Rola. Okay, Rola, nice to meet you. So like, that's fine. Cause that person is always going to have the same name. But if we're talking about cities and countries, then no, like this is an English word. You have to use the English word. So for example, like let's take Chinese, for example. So when I lived in Taiwan, I learned that instead of saying America, it's not like a name. They just say Meguo, which is like, it translates to beautiful country, I believe. Now I'm very flattered by that, but you can't use that Chinese name Meguo, and you can't translate it into English either and just say, I would love to live in the beautiful country. Like that wouldn't mean anything to me. You have to use the English name America, the United States, whatever.
Right. And you also can't say it in your first language, even if you think the examiner probably knows, right? If you say it in French, Les États-Unis, or in Spanish, Los Estados Unidos, no, right? You have to say it in English to show the examiner that you know that word in English.
So here's the last note on this, guys. If we're looking for like a rule here, okay? If you are talking about something that exists in English, you have to use the English. Really, guys, you do not want to use your first language at all, if possible. You know, like we'll talk about some exceptions coming up, but really, like this should be the rule you fall back on if you have any questions about this. If you're thinking of this in your first language, do not use it on IELTS. IELTS is an English test. Like, that's it. It's an English test.
Right. Take every opportunity you can to show the examiner that you know these words in English, you know this vocabulary in English. So definitely err on the side of saying everything in English for sure.
All right, Aubrey. So we ended before the break with a very hard and fast rule, right? If something exists in English, you have to use the English. But what if it doesn't exist in English?
Right. There are so many foods that there is no word in English for a specific food or ceremonial clothing, right? There isn't a word in English for a lot of the things that come from your culture. And that's where this rule, there's an exception to this for sure.
But you must explain it in English. You cannot assume the examiner knows what you're talking about if you use your first language. I don't care if you are taking the test in Mexico City and you're like, the examiner lives in Mexico. Like they know what, you know, an enchilada is. Terrible example, but you know what I mean. Like you can never assume that the examiner will know what you're saying if it's not in English. So here's the hard and fast rule here. If you use a word from your first language, you must explain it in English, right? So for example, if you're talking about like some special dumpling or whatever, and you use the word in Chinese, that's fine, but then you have to give me the ingredients in English. Don't assume that I know what the Chinese is. Again, it's an English test. Use this as an opportunity to show me your specific vocabulary in English. Be like, it's a soft bun that's filled with minced meat and garlic.
Yes, exactly. If you describe it, you're giving yourself this chance to use lots of other interesting vocabulary. So you absolutely can name it in your language, but then describe it. Now, here's a little bit of an exception. And there are foods, there are clothing, there are things that have been adopted into English from other languages, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about this in the past. We talked about cul-de-sac and words that come from other languages that very much have become a part of English vernacular. Mm-hmm. In those cases, the examiner absolutely will know what you're referring to. An example is kimono, beret, right? Something that we use it in English. We have it in English.
Exactly. So, I mean, audience, you guys listening, how do you know if we're using this in English or not? That's, again, why being in our Three Keys Facebook group is so handy, because you could ask Aubrey, be like, Aubrey, can I just say Komodo on my speaking test, or do I have to explain it in English? So again, if you want direct access to us while you're studying for IELTS, amidst your IELTS studies, then go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Two bonus phrases there, in the midst of and amidst. Oh man, squeeze these into your speaking exam, guys. I would be so impressed.
All right, guys, thank you for listening today. Remember to check us out on YouTube as well, IELTS Energy TV. And Aubrey, awesome. I'll see you next week.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.